Welcome to my first ever podcast. I would love to try to do a podcast series, one podcast a week, and for this series, I'm going to call it The Life of a Student, a Teacher, a Mother, a Wife, and a Friend. Can you guess what person is all of these things? Me, and I want to share all my thoughts with you. Every week, I'm going to give you a quote that I really like, my thoughts for the week on certain subjects, a dilemma I'm dealing with, and lastly, friendly advice and my favorite song of the week. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Here we go! Right now, I'm really into watching RuPaul's Drag Race Season 9, where drag queens compete to be the ultimate drag queen and get $100,000 in makeup products by Anastasia. For my quote of the week, I'm going to say what RuPaul says at the end of every show. If you can't love yourself, then how the hell are you gonna love anyone else? Can I get an amen? This quote resonates with me because it's so true. So many people try to blame their problems on others, but usually all it takes is looking inside yourself for the answers to your questions. Now for thoughts of the week. I've been married for 5 years, and together for a total of 9. Yikes! That seems a long time. My husband and I are very different in a lot of ways. And when we argue, we have different ways of finding a solution. When we argue, I want to communicate and work it out. I want to solve the mystery of why the fight even happened so it sure as heck does not happen again. Because who likes to fight, right? My husband, on the other hand, likes to walk out the door, literally. We start arguing and he walks out. You know what? I get it. You want a break. But when he comes back 10 minutes later, he doesn't even want to talk about it. To him, it's over. We start from ground zero. Here are my thoughts on this. How are we going to work on solving a problem if we don't discuss it? It obviously doesn't go away because guess what? It comes back as another string of arguments at a future date. Sometimes I think I should let it go, but most times I'm stubborn to the core. Now it's time for a mother's dilemma. Would you give your 4-year-old another chance? My 4-year-old is impulsive, as all 4-year-olds are impulsive. They do things all the time without thinking about it, because cognitively, that's the stage toddlers are in when it comes to their cognitive development. You don't learn critical thinking skills until you're older. Sometimes when my 4-year-old son makes an impulsive decision after I told him he would be in trouble if he did it again, you can see the look on his face that he realized he messed up. He looks worried, and sometimes he apologizes. It's so cute. Should I give him another chance? You can tell he messed up on accident. I do believe in holding true to my word and doing what I said I would. That's my dilemma for the week. What should I do? Even though I said I wouldn't give in, should I? It's time for my closing part, friends, and here's some friendly advice and a clip of my new favorite song for the week. My advice is this. One thing I've learned about being a student, a mother, a teacher, a wife, and a friend is that you shouldn't sweat the small stuff. This advice is so hard for me to do because I'm very OCD. If something isn't going to be an issue 10 years from now, then I need to let it go. If a person cuts you off in the freeway, let it go. If someone spills juice in front of you and it gets all over you, let it go. If someone says something hurtful to you, let it go. You will be such a happier and healthier person if you do. For my new favorite song for the week, I'm really liking this song on YouTube that I found. It's by Muse and it's called Dig Down. I've always been to the dramatic songs that have to do with finding your inner strength, and this song fits that bill. Check it out on YouTube, and thanks so much for listening to my podcast. Please stay tuned for next week for new quotes, new thoughts, new dilemmas, advice, and a new song. This is Nicole Curtis signing out. Ciao!